Welcome to Dev Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chavov in the art school Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, starting Allah Chavov in the top of Daf Chavov Amud Aleph. Sog the Mishnah. Kol Hayoyim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. You can read the Megillah the entire day. U'L'Kriyas HaAlan, and to read the Al, you can do the entire day. U'L'Skiyas Shofar, to blow Shofar. U'L'Tiyas Lulav and Sukkis. U'L'Tfilas HaMusafim, every time you have a Tfilah of Musaf. U'L'Musafim for Karbonas HaMusafim. Levidu Purim, Purim, when you have Purim and Israf, you have to do a vidui, it can be done the entire day. Ulevidu Meiser, bring the Meiser, so you say vidui. Ulevidu Yom Kippurim, that also can be done the entire day. Lesmicho, to lean on a carbon. Leshchita, to shech the carbon. Letnufo, to do tnufo on some of the carbonis and some of the items you bring to Mizbeach. Ule Agosha, Menochas, to be close to Mizbeach. Lekmitzo, when the Kohen takes three fingers from the mincho, laktar, to put on the mizbech, la miliko, is to kill the bird which comes as a korban, la kabal, to receive the blood, la hazoya, to sprinkle the blood, la ashkara soita, to give a soita drink, ula arifa saeglo, which is like korbanis, chopping off the head of the eglo, in a case you found someone dead next to a city, ula taras mitzoyro, to do tahar from mitzoyro, all that is kosher the entire day. The Gemara brings some of the things the Gemara brings sources to. Kol Yom Kasher Kriyas HaMegillah, Dichtiv, Peyoyim Esher Sibru Oiva Yehudim L'Shoit Behem. It's the same pasuk we brought in the previous daf that says you have to do it in the day. Here you see you can do the entire day. Peyoyim. Kriyas HaMegillah, Dichtiv, Zeh Hayoyim Aso Hashem Negil V'Nisam Chaboy. It's the day, the entire day belongs to Halal. Tkiyas Shoiva, Dichtiv, Yoyim Chua Yelachem. The entire day is a Yom Chua. Latiyas Lo, Dichtiv, Lakachtim Lachem, Peyoyim Arishon. Referring to the day, and we more understand, means the entire day. The tefillas of Musafim and Musafim nichtiv biyoyim tzavoyis is being Yisrael, referring to the Karbonis, and he made the smicho, the shchita, the tnufa, the agosha, likmitza, laktor, the meliko, the kabbal, the azoy, which is all part of the Karbonis, all learned from the same pasuk nichtiv biyoyim tzavoyis so is being Yisrael. Halacha zayin zok the Mishnah. Kol alayla kosh l'ktsiyah soimer. The entire night you can do ktsiyah soimer. And also lekter chalovim veivarim, putting the fat and limbs of the Karbonis on his back can be done the entire night. Zakla, this is the rule. Tomashi mitzvasu biyoyim kosh kol alayim. It's something you can do in the day is kosher the entire day. If you have a mitzvah, do something at night, kosher kolaya is kosher the entire night. So the Gemara kolaya kosher siyas soimer, Oma avyechonon, the Ablozer Beb Shimoni. That goes in the sheet of Ablozer Beb Shimon. Meaning Ablozer Beb Shimon that said that the ikar time to do ktsir soimer is the night and not the day. So the Gemara chavol mod beis, the Ablozer Beb Shimon soimer, Machel liktsor, tachel lispor. Meaning according to Ablozer Beb Shimon, you connect the ktsira to the sphere. The ktsira means cutting, harvesting the barley. Sphere is counting the oimer. And because sphere soimer is supposed to be in the night because it says tmimois, that's how he learns. So ktsira is also going to be in the night. So sphere and ktsira go together. Now the Gemara goes on to explain, so how do you know it's the entire night? Me'ato, yetzel lechutz satchum, kevan shechashecha yadche liktsor, esher lechavin. If you want to tell me it's only the beginning of the night, and we know that Sfira comes only after Ktsira, and Ktsira Soimer has to be immediately after Yom Tiv, so right before he has to leave, go leave the city, and the end of Yom Tiv, to be right in the beginning of the night to do Ktsira Soimer, can you be Mechavan do it right then? It doesn't make so much sense that the Torah is requiring you to do Ktsira Soimer right away in the beginning of the night. The Torah tells you to do Ktsira Soimer and Sfira Soimer at night, means in the entire night, it makes sense because Ktsira comes first, so you do Ktsira and then Sfira, and the whole night is kosher. Someone's doing Korban Oimer, and he becomes Tomei. Oimer mivim lo yecheres. So he should tell, right, so he became Tomei, let's go bring something else, because it's better to bring Mitaharo. Vimla, if he doesn't have an option to bring something else, Oimlo have a pikeach v'shtoik divi rebbe. So tell him, just be quiet, don't tell anybody became Tomei, because anyway you have no replacement, and Tumo hutru betzibor, or tchuy betzibor, korban can become betumo, so we'll just bring him betumo. They always tell to be quiet. Because Oimer has to become Dafka in the night. So according to the laws of Shimon, right now you can't bring any other Oimer. Because you should not bring Oimer, it can't be something which is Mina Aliyah, as we'll see. Meaning they has in storage, because it has to be Nikzel Hashem Oimer. And the Ktsir has to be Dafka in the night. So right now that he's doing the day, he can replace this with another Oimer. As the Gemara goes on, it says, "Some blows with Shimon Shein Oimer Bo Min Aliyah." You can't take Oimer from something that is in the storage, because it has to be Niktzel Hashem Oimer, and the Ktzir has to be Davka in the night. Says the Gemara, "Oma Abiyachon Asad Ablozav Shimon Keshitas Rabbi Akiva Raboi Shra Aviv." The Boz Moshim goes in the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. The Tanita, when we learned over there, Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva, Kiva said a rule. Kol Melach Hashem Shalah Asoyis Be'av Shabbos, Ein Adoich Has HaShabbos. Any Melach you can do before Shabbos, you can't push Shabbos for it. Kol Melach Hashem Shalah Asoyis Be'av Shabbos, any Melach you can't do Be'av Shabbos, Doich Has HaShabbos. So you may, what's the Raya? If you could do, if Ksiya Soyim is not a mitzvah to do, you could take it from storage, so how can you do it on Shabbos? We know that if the Tzai Nisan, the day of Ksiya Soyim, falls on Shabbos, you do it even on Shabbos. That's how the Mishnah Menachos tells us. How can you do it on Shabbos if you could do it before? Do it before, put it in storage and use it. So you see, if those Mishnah holds, you cannot use Mina Aliyo, and therefore you must do it on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, is that true that anything you could do on Shabbos you don't do on Shabbos? V'atanina, we learn, says there were 40 pairs of Eidim that came to testify in the Chodesh. Kiva says, don't go, you can't do Chilul Shabbos to go and testify in the Chodesh when you have 40 pairs. Because there's too many. There's only be one pair. Rabbi Kiva would allow them to go and be Mechal Shabbos. Why? If you don't, the Eidim don't come, based on their own, will go Mekash Lechodesh on the 31st day of the month. So why is Rabbi Kiva allowing them to go and do Chilul Shabbos? So even though this mitzvah can be done otherwise, you want to do the mitzvah in the right way. So according to Rabbi Kiva, with anything you don't have to do Chilul Shabbos, you should not do Chilul Shabbos, how does this rule fit with this din that we have in Maseches Rosh Hashanah? Because what you see in Rabbi Akiva is that even though maybe there's a mitzvah to do something, you don't do Chilul Shabbos if I can avoid it. So here, there's a mitzvah to do Bikadash HaPiyariyo, but don't do Chilul Shabbos if you could avoid it. And the Gemara does not answer this question. It says in one Ksir Sayoyim, according to Rabbanon, that say that you could harvest during the day for the Ksir, for the Oymer. Ma Ovetlo, what, how do you treat it? Ksir Salaylo, Kebomen Aliyo. Meaning, it's considered to be, for according to Rabbanon, as good as doing harvest in the night. For them, you could do night or you could do day. Or it's considered to be Kebomin Aliyah coming from the storage. In Tame, if you want to tell us Kekzir Salaylo, if you want to tell me that it's like the night, Ashkan Omar Hado, Paul Gu, Ben Ablozov, Shimon, Uben Rabbanon. Means that's the machlik is between Rebbe and Ablozov Shimon here regarding someone who's doing Min Chasoyimer. Ablozov Shimon says he has to be harvest in the night. Rebbe says, no, you can harvest in the day. But also Rebbe agreed not to bring it from storage. Because that's not a solution. He just Rebbe's solution is if someone's doing the Mincha Soyim and became Tameh, just harvest during the day. Continues the Gemara Chozan and Aleph. Tabon Amin Ktzias Soyim Ktzias Salayla Rebbe's Shimon Amin Ktzias Soyim Ktzias Salayla. That's the Ikar Machlekes. But in Terem Kebamin Aliyo. But if you hold that bringing from the day is like bringing from the storage, Ashkan Amin Tartin Paul Gubin Rebbe's Shimon Rabbanon. It comes out to be there's two Machlekesim to Rebbe's Shimon Rabbanon. Tabon Amin Ktzias Soyim Ktzias Salayla. First of all, when hold you can harvest during the day. For those of Shimon Ayim and Ksias Soyim Ksias Laila, you can't harvest during the day. For one of Ami, Abom and Aliyah Kosher, for those of Shimon Ayim, Abom and Aliyah Apostle. And in addition, another Machlekes is bringing from the storage is good. So according to Rabban, you could bring from the storage. According to Blazim Shimon, you can't bring from the storage. I mean, it comes down to there's two Machlekes. There's two things that they'll argue on. Can I do harvest in the day, and can I bring it from the storage? But Rav Chaim says that he thinks the correct gear says the opposite. If you hold the Ktzir Sayoim is Ktzir Salaylo, so then there's two machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanon. One, can you harvest in the day? Rabbi Shimon says no, Rabbanon says you could. In addition, can I bring from the storage? Because as we learn the Pashup Shat regarding the case of the Mincha Sayoim that became Tameh, Shailas, can you bring it from storage? So Rabbanon holds you can bring it from storage. Rabbi Shimon holds you can't bring it from storage. In addition, what about harvesting in the day? Is that okay, like harvesting at night and or not? Will come as to be as two machlokesim. But if you hold, even according to Rabbanon, harvesting in the day is not really like harvesting in the night. It just considered to be like bringing it from the storage. So there's one machlokes. Machlokes is, can you bring it from storage or not? Rabbanon Shimon says, no, it has to be done at night. That's the only option you have. Rabbanon, oh, no, you can bring from storage. And harvesting in the day is like bringing from storage. So that's the one machlokes. And the point is now miyashiv, what is the Ika machlokes here between Rabbanon and Blazim Shimon? With this we conclude, Yushalmi Megillah Dav Chavov.